This is October the 5th. It's the morning lecture with Maitreya, continuing on the system.
What we talked about yesterday? But the system, that's a good one. What did you say about the system? Was it a good system?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm still learning.
Oh, good. Yeah, we talked about how regional government can be emerged, we talked about the administrative body, we talked about the judiciary body, legislative body, elders, the head of the elders, and the guardian. Everybody remember all of these? Bagley?
I don't understand the purpose of how the garden was selected.
You don't remember?
I remember you mentioned it, but I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Okay, all over the day. Okay. 2, 4, 6, 8, and 12. Okay, if these 12 people in the community as a base, one come out as the administrative leader, this one has hammer, I'm sure. No one is sitting and meditating, all of them had too much coffee.
Meditating.
That's the one that meditates.
He's not in a good meditation.
On one leg.
He's thinking actually, not meditating, but that's good. Okay, this guy probably comes as a judge of the 12. Okay? So, if we have 12 of such people come out, then we have 12 leaders in the first level. Again, one person is going to be emerged as the leader of the second level and one person as a judge. If you have 12, again, as of this 12 second levels, again, one person as administrative body, another person as a judge. So this person becomes the leader of the community and this person becomes the judge in the community. And it goes on and on till all the levels are covered. And there is going to be 12 people in that region and 6 by vote. And if the person who is selected as the head of the region is selected 2 times, he becomes an elder. Okay? Elder in the administrative body. And the one who is in the judiciary body and has been selected 2 times is going to become the head of the judiciary body. Okay? Then, these elder bodies will select one person as their leader, okay? And the whole, both administrative and judicial bodies select one person together as the eldest, okay? The eldest, plus the 2 heads of the administrative and judicial elder bodies, become the guardians. Okay? So that's how guardians are selected. Does it make sense? Did you get it?
Yes.
Okay. So that's how the guardians are. These guardians are the guardian of the system or teaching, and they have the last word in how it should be interpreted and all those things. Okay, we talk about the guardian, and we talk about their authorities and their disqualification, how we can disqualify the people in the system, you know. And now we're going to talk about the decision making in this system, how the decisions are made. Okay, of course, in the 12 level decision making in a very low level of the community, the 12 people come together and sit and discuss things together and you know, the consensus means the decision-making process in the community level, in the 12-level community. And as it goes higher and higher, it evolved in a more process, a more evolved process, until it comes to the region and the world government. Okay. Now, as we said, we're going to have legislative bodies, okay, in the government. In the legislative bodies, we're going to have many, many committees. These committees are going to be filled with the people that are specialized in different things, scientific committees, you know, agricultural committees, many committees that people are specialized in that thing. And they're going to study and come up with the different solutions that they can find out, or they receive complaints and requests for different ways of handling the situation that is related to them. And they're going to, these committees, of course, going to have different people go and study and find out about those problems, and they recommend to the committee what they find, and the committee makes a decision, well, and make a report and give the report to the legislative body. Okay? Legislative body read the report, make all the discussions they want, and eventually either they recommend a solution, okay? And that solution is going to be passed through the, if they pass that solution as a law, they said, okay, this is the law we're going to, you know, pass. And whatever they pass, they will send it to the administrative and judiciary body. They send the bill which passed from the legislative body to these two bodies. If they reject it, of course, it never become a bill, it never become you know, any law or anything. They just, it just stops there. That's it. They say, no, we don't want this solution. They send it back to the committees and tell them, go and we find a better solution, we don't accept this, that's no good. So these people are going to go and again study that more deeper level and come with another solution and send it to them. And eventually, after they decided that is the way it's going to go, they send it to these two bodies. The administrative body looks at the solution from the practical point of view. Can it be administered? Can it be implemented? And look at it and study it. And if it says, oh, okay, yeah, it's good, okay, it looks good, can do it. Then they say, yes, they pass it. The judiciary body looks at it as a justness of the bill. They look at it and say, is it just? Is it has a spiritual base? Is it connected to the spirit? Okay, the spiritually is good for the people. Okay, so you remember the judiciary body came from the people who were more meditative, they were more calm, they were people that were connected to God more. So they look at it not from the practical point of view, but from the spiritual and justness point of view. Okay. If they said, okay, that's good, okay, yes, that bill becomes a law. Okay? Now, there's going to be...
Would the legislature have a power to override either the administrator or the judicial?
Legislative body can override this?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, under the American system, if the two-thirds of the legislature override the veto of the executive or administrator.
Well, yeah, let's when we finish it, you will see that that's a little different than here.
Okay.
We don't have really executive branch in a sense of having this system. Okay. So even decisions about executive decisions are made by a body, which is administrative body, which means there are 12 people. And the head of the administrative body is actually works like a president in our system. But the head doesn't have that kind of a power that we have in this system for the executive body. So if you bear with me for a little bit, you will see that's a different way of doing it. Okay. Now there's going to be a point that administrative body says, okay, that is good. It can be administered. Judiciary body says, no, you cannot accept it. What's going to happen? Okay. Or vice versa. Judiciary body says, okay, it is acceptable, and the administrative body says, no, it's not practical. Okay? The first time they said no each other, we sent the bill back to legislative body with the reasoning of each other. Administrative body says, for this reason, it's okay, or it's not okay. Judiciary says, for this reason, it's okay, or it's not okay. Okay, they're gonna study the reasoning from administrative and judiciary board and look at the thing according to what they came up, the reasoning. What is the reasoning that rejecting it? Especially what the reasoning rejecting. They want to accept it, probably he says your reasoning was okay. But the one who says no, it's not good, he has the reasoning behind it. He says, because of this, we cannot accept this view. But legislative body, okay, look at it, study it, and says, well, yeah, we can adjust this part, we can adjust this part, we can come up with this, we can alter it, and again pass the bill for the second time. For the second time goes to the judiciary and master body. If it passed, again it becomes law. If they both said no, it's dead. Nobody, it's just they said no to the whole thing. If they say again, one said yes and the other one said no, for the second time, again with the new reasoning, the bill is going to be sent back to the legislative body. Okay. And again, if they adjusted it and sent it back to the third time, they said yes and no, this time, this bill is going to be referred to the guardian. Okay? Now, guardian will take the bill and study it with the elder body. The two elder body will study the bill, look at it, and then after they discuss it and made the reasoning, the guardian will discuss it between each one another, these three people, three guardians at the top. The final decision will come from the elders. So the final decision will be made with the elders. So in this process, you can see here when the guardian and the elder body comes very handy. If a decision cannot be made with the legislative body, it cannot be with the administrative and judiciary body, then the elder is going to come in and make the final decision. So you see here there is no overriding of the decision. If the decision cannot be made, if there is a problem between administrative and legislative body, that is with guardian coming and making final decisions. It's okay, we're going to this with that step. That's another problem with this system. There is no a body that eventually says, okay, this is the cutting point. That's the way we are going to do it. Somehow, there is some decision. It's very hard to make. Okay, decision making is not an easy thing. It's a process. If you want to make a decision all the time, you know, you probably make some mistakes. You probably sometimes, it's very hard to make a decision. And some decision even hurt some people. Some decision might cut some people a little bit, you know. So somehow you have to say, okay, this is the cutting point. That's, we have to make a decision. So this is where, you know, the elders walk in and say, okay, that's the way we're going to do it. This is the point we're going to cut the decision. And even they can alter the bill if they want to. They can say, okay, we're going to cut this part of this part. We're going to leave this part in, you know, make it more just, and that's the decision. So you can see here we don't have the overriding decision. If the president vetoed, and then, or if president, if it were prison veto, it goes to the legislative body and they can override two-thirds of the majority. There is always someone that can make the final decision. Actually, that is one of another strong point in the system. Because you can't, the legislative and administrative body wouldn't be in each other back and having conflict with one another. If there is a conflict, there is another body who can solve a conflict. Can you see that? Okay, so that is how the process of decision making will be resolved in this system. Of course, this is for regional. You can do the same thing for the world government. There's a judiciary body in a world government. So if there's a worldwide problem about something, you don't have to fight for it. You can just go to the legislative body, and eventually, if somebody says, "Okay, this is just the way it should be done," so we're going to do it that way. So the justice will be done again for everyone who listen and wants to acquire the justice to the on earth. So you can see again that is the more just for everyone to come together and live an earth that is peaceful. We don't have to anytime anybody didn't agree, say, "Okay, I have gun, I took it in your throat and that's it. Let's kill each other." How long are we going to do that? We're going to have conflict. Whenever people get together, there is conflict. There is no doubt about it. It's easy to live in an apartment by yourself and feel very good about what you're doing and you have no conflict with everyone and you feel you're wonderful. And two people in this apartment, you see there is conflict. Somebody likes to smoke, somebody doesn't like to smoke, somebody likes to lay down at 8 o'clock at night, another one to have his music up till 2 o'clock in the morning. It's just conflict. But there's always compromise. Compromise and understanding, we can live with another very well. Any question?
I have a question regarding this. I think I may have missed it, but I don't understand why these particular geographic locations were chosen.
Right. Well, this is, it really is not written in the stone. I just meditated a little bit on it, mostly I went with the population distribution than anything else. But that is not enough because we also have to consider the economical importance of each part. Some parts have more resources, some people don't have resources. So have to be studied much deeper. There's a lot of things in the mission that we need committees to study them. Like for example, we like to have a RD in that RD. But research and development, for instance, that they study, the mechatronic science. How can we use the renewable resources instead of using things that are burned out and create pollution? Okay. I can become more effective of the solar system or fission or different things that they are pollution free and it's much better for human to use. How can we use the spirit better for human? All those things has come up. We don't have enough staff, just get the mission going right now. But those are all in a plan. So it's a big plan that has to be implemented in all levels. We covered from very mundane thing in your life to the highest God wanted this way. He wants just to bring himself to every level in our life. So it's a pretty big thing, and that's another thing that eventually have a great study about how we can have this region in such a way that population-wise and the resource-wise can be comparable. And then we can, have centers, 12 centers, in a way that just cover that area. Mm-hmm. It's not perfect. No.
on your regional system, I mean, 12 reasons, that would definitely eliminate a nationalism and national conflict, wouldn't it? Let's say you all Europe together, or all Africa, then they wouldn't have national war, or
understanding.
I think I understand.
Yeah, you know, if you had this system 50 years ago, and all Europe would be one region, then they wouldn't have, you know, and you wouldn't have the two world wars.
If you had a system, there wouldn't be any war.
Yeah.
That is another idea.
Yeah.
If there is a legislative body, world legislative body, which has been chosen with the people, and the whole world is their jurisdiction, and they have the power to implement their... If there is a conflict like just right now between Iraq and the rest of the world, that legislative body would come in and say, okay, let's look at this situation, what is the just, what happened, okay? Because there's always two sides of the story, and we always hear only one, okay? Of course, we also attach to our own, you know, background and to our own country. We are patriotic, we are, you know, we have all this feeling that, but if there's one world, then there is no patriotic feeling. The only feeling is, what is just? What is drug? Okay. Then this conflict, if that legislative body would walk in and say, okay, this is the problem, that is, this side says this thing about this region, the other side says this, what is just, and they make a decision and they implement it, and because they have the force and they have the power, they can just say, this is the way it is. There's no conflict, no war. There's no armies in our system. If there is police force and the people who create, you know, safe environment for us to live in, you know, probably police force is going to be there forever, because we have country and mind people anyway. Okay. But there wouldn't be any of that too. That's right. Exactly. Because there is no country in a sense of being separated from the rest of the body. United Nations supposed to be doing that. Okay. But United Nations doesn't have the power, doesn't have the system, doesn't have the jurisdiction. It's really an advisory body. It's not a legislative body. It doesn't have the authority to do it, unless the members give him some authority. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Any question?
Okay, so they have nine members,
kind of the people in our society. One of them is Paravipra. Does anybody know who Paravipra is?
I don't know.
Oh,
you don't know?
Oh, you're asking the culture.
They're the elects who have developed the kingdom of heaven with him.
Great. Okay. Good. Okay. So. Okay. Anything else?
And they will struggle to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, or strive to bring it.
All right. That's a good one. Anything else?
Children of light.
Medicine of light.
You might start practice.
No, but they always five kinds in the society of men, the laborer, worker, manual one. And then the warrior. Then there's the one who start to intellectualize, you know, until the Renaissance, then after the Renaissance, and then after that the Brahmin. So it can be both of those, one of those one, or just all of them together. You know, normally they are the one that's supposed to be also, I guess, the elected one. And be, I don't know exactly where they are and all the system, maybe they are all over the system. They can be at each level necessary, or they can be there, or at least they're going to be at the beginning, the, probably the facilitator of the system,
right,
or
right.
Somewhere at the beginning.
Yeah, you're ready for your...
They're the ones that can bring the civilization together. They know who's in control and how to guide those different groups to a harmonious balance so that we don't have to have destruction and wars, but we can move up harmoniously in evolution, in an evolutionary process, instead of
revolution.
Yeah, instead of revolution. They know how to do that.
But what you're saying is because they have the all other five different energy in themselves, they can be a laborer if it's necessary, they can just pick up a shovel and just dig the ground. If they needed to be a warrior and there's a fight and they were usually courageous, they're courageous, they go and do the courageous thing. They are also intellectual, their intellect are developed, they can intellectually discuss things, understanding, discerning, everything. They're businessmen, when they're in the matter of the business, they are as shrewd as a businessman, they can shrewdly use the resources to bring the laborers and materials and the land together and develop things for the human consumption and use. And they are brahmanas, they have inner spirit at the same time. So, because of they are all in one, they can easily see where the society is in every moment. Are they in the time of the captains or the warriors? Are they in the time of the... Is it the time to, encourage the period of the warrior kind of people? Is it the time to encourage the intellectual people? Is it the time to encourage the business? You can see either of them is can install human progress. Okay. When intellectuals become dominating force, they use the resources for their enjoyment, and they develop a lot of scientific things. But they can intellectuals can don't have the ability to make it commercially profitable, commercially usable. Their what they develop. That's when the businessman comes in. Businessman says, okay, this is commercially, is it commercially feasible to produce or not? They have the ability to see how the resources can be put together and come up with the good distribution and network of distribution. So nothing is bad in this universe, as we said. Businessman is not bad, intellectual is not bad, a courageous, a warrior is not bad, all of them are good, if it's used for God. Okay? As I said, God is good. So if it's used in His kingdom for the good of everyone, they can be very good. So Paraviprasas are the people who develop this ability. They don't back up. If there is a shovel and something has to be done, they just pick the shovel and dig the ground, That nobody is there to do it, all good. If there is, something has to be corrected, they are able to just go ahead and correct it, and on and on. Okay, now we know who the Paraviprasas are, where they are going to be in the system. They're going to be in administrative and legislative bodies. Because there's two ways of changing a system. There is an evolution and there's a revolution. Okay. Revolution comes from the bottom of society. The people who don't have, the system is not taking care of them, gather together and eventually revolt.
And that's usually very bloody and very destructive. Evolution is very gradual. Okay. Revolution starts from the very bottom of the society. Evolution starts very top. If the president tomorrow decides something has to be changed, that is an evolutionary thing. You know, bloodshed is going to happen. You know, the president decides, the legislative body decides, and everybody says, yes, for instance, we didn't have any tax a week ago. Now we have tax. Nobody's going to really get too upset about it. A little upset, but we can't do nothing about it. We just get along because it came from the top. Not somebody in the street said, we're going to have tax tomorrow. Everybody said, oh, you know, you can. But if a lot of people from the bottom don't want a tax, what happened? They want to what? They want to, they don't want any tax. They have to revolt against the system. But they have to struggle what? To change the system by force. Then that becomes revolution. That we are not revolutionary. We are not here to revolt from the bottom. That's why such part of Vipras, and as we explain later, the whole system is going to start from the top to bottom. That is what that's going to become an evolution to humanity. Okay? That's why we see it's so important to create this Parabipras. You know, that's one of the things, you know, we are doing here in the mission. We are creating Parabipras, people who are spiritually strong, and they are not afraid of being a laborer, they're not afraid to be courageous, they're not afraid to be a businessman, they're not afraid to be a scripture. They are all of them. At the same time, it's hard to find, but every time,
you know, when you talk about that, I think, how do you keep the parabis that you come like the Brahmin class in India, you know, with hierarchy, and they kind of look down on the other set, other caste, and you,
if you look down, if you look down on other caste, you're not parabika. Brilliant. Okay. For instance, Brahmins probably in India were supposed to be kind of a Paravikra,
mm-hmm.
but they now look at the down at other castes as they go, they're untouchable. They're untouchable in India, that you're not supposed to untouch them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That was not the original teaching at all. A Brahmin, if a Brahmin believes God is everything, how can there be an untouchable? You mean that God is not touchable? See, the whole thing is been distorted, intellectualized. Okay, these things are dogmas, okay? Dogma and truth is a two different thing. Dogma is created by human, okay? Especially a lot of religion are politicalized, okay? And they use the emotion of the people to actually bound them as much as they can. Religion and God is supposed to free you, not bound you. Okay? The moment some religion is going to get you by fear, that is bounded. If the religion starts to force you, that is bounded. That's what I said. The real religion is the relationship between every individual and God. So even your husband, even your child, even your parents, shouldn't have an influence on you, your relation between you and God. If your parents take you to God, that's great. Their parents have two roles in their life. Okay? They are your spiritual teacher and are your parents. If the parents take you to your spiritual teacher, then they are not in your way to your spiritual teacher. They are actually encouraging you, connecting you to this. Your teacher and future teacher is supposed to connect you to God. Okay? These are the truth. Okay? But if a spiritual teacher becomes a guru and sit up there and say, oh, love me and serve me and give me everything you have and don't connect you to God, then that spiritual teacher becomes what? Become an obstacle toward to God. If a Brahman says and they say, no, I'm Brahman, I'm better than you, but God is everything, you see, it's complex. Right there, if God is everything, how can they be untouchable?
I think in India, wouldn't people just inherit the position. They didn't even earn it.
This is the tradition setup. It has nothing to do with the truth. That's right. You earn your status with where you have born. But that is not truth. That is a tradition. That's a tradition that is not necessarily is the truth. Tradition is man-made, human-made, society-made. But God's tradition is different. God's tradition doesn't recognize any classes. God recognizes you as an individual. Okay? It has nothing to do with your family. It has nothing to do with your background. What are you? Okay, that is important. You know them, but he didn't say you know them by the name of this family. He said you know them by their fruit. It means every individual who manifests the fruit, God recognizes them as the children of God. If they don't, he doesn't. So you see, you're talking about what is the setup, what is the society has set up for us. And we are talking about the truth. So that's why we have to seek the truth, have a discerning mind about questioning every tradition, every dogma, every religion, every teaching. You see, what does this say? Is it the same as the Spirit of God? Is it the real Spirit of God behind it? If it is, great, I accept it. If it's not, no good. Reject it. Doesn't matter where it is. Who is saying it? In what situation? If you want a truth, of course, a lot of people don't want. They just want to eat, sleep, take children and die. That's why, very few are here. Okay. And that's okay. That's what we are looking for. People, they are that discerning mind. They want to question everything in their life. See, is this dogma the truth? This is exactly what God wants to say. So, if a person looked down in other castes or other people, if a person looks down at the businessman, an honest businessman, okay, not a crooked businessman, if a person looked at the honest intellectual, if a person looked even down as a laborer, a person who do beautiful, he sweeps the floor beautifully. You can sweep the floor and recognize and realize God. Actually, if you sweep the floor good, you probably do the greater thing good too. Because if you can do a smaller thing good, you can do greater thing good. So, if you look at even a laborer done, then you're not parable. Period. The parable doesn't look done at anything. Because he knows everything is necessary in this universe to work correctly. Does it make sense? Okay, so the Paraviparas are going to be in administrative assembly body. Brahman class, as we said, is going to be in the Brahman class. It's going to be the judiciary body, created the judiciary body. Intellectuals are going to be in boards, in the scientific committees, and most of the committees and the thing that needs to study, research, development, and all those things is going to be fit to the intellectual. Intellectual are very good in that. Business people are people who are going to take up the business activities, as I said, bring the material, resources, land, and money together, and distribute the things that is necessary to be made available for human consumption. Warriors or courageous people, mostly are going to be in police and firefighting forces. Prophets, they're going to come anytime it's necessary. When God said, it's necessary to send a prophet, they're going to come. Just preach the word. Gurus or spiritual teachers are especially spiritual teachers who come to advance their disciples from one level other level. We have many levels of teachers. Actually, we have more teachers than disciples. Okay. And they come. So any time one person is a little higher than the other person, this person can become the teacher of this person in a lower level, so between to his level. But when they get to this level, they probably both need another teacher to them higher. So everybody can help one another. So there's a lot of spiritual teaching. And everybody wants to say, oh, I know it already. Now come to me and I will know. But there are artists, you know, there are the people with the finer thought. They are connected to the spirit and they can manifest their thoughts in music, in painting, in writing, in sculpture, and all these things. And the workers. And the workers are the people who really do the mundane work of the world. And they are very important. If the workers are not there, if everybody says, oh no, I'm not going to touch anything, and then I'm too great to touch it, you know, nothing going to get done. You know. But remember, even Haravikra is a good worker. He doesn't mind to put his hand in a dirt and get things done. So we can see again in this system, none of these classes is ignored. And all of them had a place to fulfill. Okay.
Can you repeat the nine types?
All right.
Type? Or that you're going to please keep this whole thing?
Haravipra.
Yeah.
Brahman. Intellectuals. Businessmen. Or business people. Warriors. Or courageous one. Prophets. Spiritual teachers. Or gurus. Artists. And shudras, or workers. Sure. All right. Now, we discussed, if you remember, in our discussion, that the kingdom of heaven on earth, the representative of the kingdom of heaven on earth in the great sign is the second sign. And we discussed all this time the triangle apva, the system. But you see, in that sign there is also a triangle downward that we call the Zion. The triangle upward is Mount Zion, like a mountain, and the triangle downward is Zion. Zion means God reaching to humanity. It means just a spirit of God in the system. What is the spirit of God? The spirit of God is just. Okay? God is just. Okay? There is no doubt about that. And that's the way it is, and there's no doubt about it. So we can see in this system not only we have the hierarchy, we always have to remember the triangle downward, Zion, the justice, the spirit of God in it. Without that the spirit, that system is another system. It's gonna crop. It's gonna become intellectualized. Okay. Instead of having Paravipras, we're gonna have a Brahman. Or the Paravipra class, they say, we are better than you, you are no good. You know, what we say is good, you just listen, you have no right to tell us what to do. And we can see again, you know, that justness is out of window. So the spirit of God always have to be considered. That's why that sign is being given to us. Triangle upward represent the system, triangle downward represent the spirit of God in the system. So it's very, very important to always consider the Zion in our system. Now, imagine with all this precaution and understanding, the system become corrupt. How we're gonna do about it? How can we, you know, rectify the situation? As we said, if you remember, the administrative body and the judiciary body, they receive their resources and financial resources from the communities of light, from tithes, from gifts, and from a matching taxes. But the matching taxes, okay, the primary resources is tithes and the gifts. After they have received the tithes and gifts, if they needed more money, the only way they can get it is 100%, not any more than 100% from taxes. Okay, if they are good people, if they are really doing a good job, so they are going to be really supported with the communities of light. They receive their tithes, and they are going to receive the gifts from the people. Okay? That's going to be sufficient to take care of their expenses. Now, if it wasn't sufficient, they can get 100% to match these gifts and tithes. Now, if the system corrupts, people are not going to continue supporting them. What's going to go down? This is going to go down, this amount. But as it goes down, they can just go ahead and take anything they want from the tax and spend it as much as they want to. The only thing they can do is to match this one. This goes down, the matching fund goes down. So their resources are going to be diminished more and more. So they are not going to be able to continue whatever they are doing that the people don't like. The people will talk with their resources to them. Say, okay, we are not going to give you because you are not really just. You are not doing the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is not in the system anymore. Even that is the unalienated. Right, even in American system.
You know what I'm wondering, Maitreya, on this, when you're talking about they can take 100% from the tax, if would you clear that up? Because you don't mean they can take 100% taxes. You mean they can take an equal amount of what they
matching
get
fund.
Top, matching of
fund.
What they get in tithes. It doesn't mean they can take 100% of the taxes
no.
and use it.
That's the whole idea behind it, that they can just match it. But if they're good people and people support them, the more they can get from tax if they want to. Okay. And of course, if there's a lot of money coming in by the tithes and the gift, then you don't need to use the tax at all. And also, that can be used as a kind of a controlling the economic system. If they felt that more money needs to stimulate the system, they can get some taxes and spend some money to stimulate the system. If they felt, no, it's too much money in the system, you know, so we don't have to spend that much, so they withdraw and they don't spend, they spend less. So that's kind of a stimulating the system at the same time economically, if they want to, okay? They can use that money. So, if the system was corrupt, they don't have to be any revolution. The only thing the people have to do is they don't pay the tithes and gifts. And the system is going to just falter down, and the people at the top will say, hey, what's happening? We are not receiving enough resources to do this thing. So we better call. Something is wrong with us. Something is not getting to the people. So they have to call. It's not just like, okay, well, we have a lot of expenses. Next day is going to be more taxes. Okay? And there's no limit. I can go as much as I want to. Okay? But here, you can go as much as you want to. If you don't have enough support from the people, you're not going to have enough money to continue. Of course, as we're going to explain, these tithes and gifts are going to be used only for the administrative and judiciary body for their expenses. Okay? Legislative body and any other need for the people is going to come from taxes. Okay? And those is going to be, they're going to be receive their resources from taxes with, the, of course, some controls from the administrative and judiciary body. Is that clear? Okay. All right. Now, another question is, you know, how can we create a very good base for the 12 people to live in? Okay. Any 12 people, any six couples can get together and create a base for the communities of life. Okay. But as we recommended in the in our teaching, you know, we probably recommend a house that it has the center of the sixagon side, and there are going to be different houses with different shapes according to the need and whatever. The big one, huh? Yeah. So these people each can have their own houses, okay, and at the same time connected in the center. Okay? So the center can become a place of the meeting, of the meditation, of the gathering, of discussion, of every activity for the six couples. They are one in the base, but at the same time they have their own private houses. They have their own privacy. Okay? It's not like, you know, everybody lives in the one place and, you know, big thing like that. Their privacy is respected. At the same time, they have friends. They have, you know, connection with another. They can do spiritual practices in the center. So this center really becomes a kind of a meditation room, okay, for them. They can have their spiritual base in that center, at the same time their own private life in their own houses. And eventually when they become one, they even can invite other people to come and visit them. You know, they can invite for a dinner or something. Each couple can have 1 week or every other week or whatever that arrangement is, invite other people for a dinner, for a gathering, for the, you know, socializing, and at the same time bringing them here. They can sit and meditate with them and learn how to meditate, know about our work and the mission and the thing we do. So that's a kind of also is reaching out to the other people, to the community. So not only they become one but another, but also they reach to the community to let them in and know more about what you're doing. They see you as this community, six couples become more one than another, other people see the wonderful thing happening between these six couples and also say, oh, they have something beautiful, I want too. You know, they will also come and eventually, you know, learn more. Maybe they create another community, another center, and go on and on, and maybe another six kind of be another one come here and on, and eventually you have many of these, you know, six couple, you know, houses, you know, being built. But it's that is for future. Okay.
Would the 12 people and six couple, would that be written in stone, or would you have to, you know, let them go down number or go up number?
Oh yeah. Well,
could you know let it expand from, let's say, 12 to 24, then divide again?
That's right. Exactly. Very good, very good, very good. That's right. Exactly that's how it happens. You know, probably there's two couples, one couple, and this couple will attract one person or two other person, become two couples, then become two 12 couples, okay? That become one unit. Then other people are going to join the 12 couple. They join 1, 2, 3, eventually they become 24 people or 12 couples, then they split to two. Exactly as we say. When they are 24, they become two couples.
But like one unit of the house, so one of the six, could you have like two sannyasins there? Or, I mean, there's room for the sannyasins.
For the sannyasins. That's a good question.
No sannyasins.
No sannyasins. No accommodation for singles. Yeah.
Okay.
Sannyasi means renunciate. Sannyasi means renunciate.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hopefully, in every community, there's gonna be a community center. Okay. There's gonna be a special houses put aside for women and men sannyasins. Okay. Okay. If you're not sannyasin or you're just single, the best way is if your parents live with your parents. But if you are not with your parents, probably the best way is one of these couples correspond you, take you in, okay, to live with them. Okay. So the couple that they are here, they will have some singles with them to live with them and, you know, encourage them, either become sannyasi or get married. As fast as possible.
When the sannyasins get ready to do their community things together, what do? They filter into the community center? Is that where they...
Yeah, sannyasins actually are the teachers, are the people who spend all our time to study the scripture, study, you know, our materials and help out and teach other people. Okay. So they become really missionaries. The other missionaries. Of course, you don't have to be sannyasi to become a missionary. You can be a couple at the same time, be missionary too. Yeah. But the sannyasins or and renounce it as a people, their life is completely dedicated to God. They are married to God. Okay, that is who is their partner. Their partner is God. They are married with them, and that is where their focus is. Okay, and where their focus is, everything worldly is going to fall apart. I mean, fall away. Not apart. I hope not. Okay, fall away. So they concentrate on reading more, studying more, meditating more, and becoming a channel for God more and more. So when they are with other people, they say, wonderful, you know, I like to talk with them. They are also probably can solve other people. They can become a center for their problem. If they have a problem, they can come to the sannyasin and talk with them. It's become just like a confession that in Christianity, but of course, you don't have to confess to anyone but God. You know, you are connected to Him. But they can become a source of another good, dedicated channel to God. So it's not, either one is not easy. Either one, if you are married and have children, you have to, you know, spend your time with your children, grow them and help them to become good people and productive people in society. If you are a sannyasi, you have to concentrate completely to God. Okay.
Like
a unit too, so that there's like a community place for the sannyasins to do their
Sabbath or that kind of thing. Or do they go out to the community and share the Sabbath with the, you know, the
mm-hmm. community? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? You mean they live
the
with
Sabbath
the
Sabbath and the gatherings and stuff like
okay.
that?
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
It makes them seem so
separate. Yeah, okay. We are going to have a community center. That is where sannyasin actually mostly going to be, community center. Community center place is that people can come discuss a spiritual thing and have probably, you know, every Saturday after the collective meditation, they can have come there and have a prasad, you know, the sannyasin are going to, you know, if there is a homeless person coming through, they can come and stay with them. They probably have going to be houses and kitchen soup and all those things. They can come here to community center and be taken care of, and all that activity is going to be in community center. And those activities will be, you know, looked after by the sannyasin homes. Okay. Now we came to the resources. Okay, none of them can be accomplished if, you know, as we said, these two resources are the resources are going to be used for accomplishing everything that has to be done here. And tithes means, you know, every individual in the community will be sending 10% of their income, 7% of their income to the regional government, to the regional government, and 3% they can spend to their own community, okay, to provide and support anything in the community that they are. Okay, so if there's somebody that doing the mission, they need financial thing. If there's a teacher that it needs to be provided with, so he or she can concentrate in the work. You know, that 3% are going to be gathered and be going for the support in the community. But 7% of that is going to go to regional government. From that 7% in every regional government, which is 12 regions, 30% is going to go to the world government. And 70% is going to stay in the regional government. And from that 70%, 10% is going to go to the eldest in the government, 50% to the judiciary body, and 50% to administrative body. Okay? And that is how the system is going to be financed. But as we said, if the body, if the administrative and judiciary body is not working there, you know, not doing their work, that resource is going to dry out. And when it's dry out, the whole thing is going to fall apart.
Why wouldn't the elders need 10%?
Okay, eldest also is going to take care of the other elder body. Eldest is going to be in the position of providing finances for the elder body, and also the eldest is a kind of a position of a king in our system. He doesn't have too much of interference with the system, okay? But he has to be provided in such a way that he doesn't have to be worried about the financial thing. If you are worried about financial thing, then you can concentrate on other thing, okay? If you have to be concentrating, you know, where the next meal comes, when the house payment is going to come, when this come and that come, then you are going to have to go out there and provide for yourself. So that is why the 10% goes to the eldest, so he can not only provide for himself, also he has enough resources to influence the elder body. He can use that money mostly for charity, for the good causes that he feels has to be done. He has to provide the staff to study everything in the government and read and understand it. Probably he has his own staff and committees and all everything else. So he has to be able to be informed all the time. So he needs a lot of resources to do that. That is why the eldest has to receive that money.
Sounds as if the eldest is definitely going to be a male.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. No. No.
At first.
Yeah. At first. Yeah. Right. 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 Yeah. Sure. It has. There is no barrier in our system for any. It doesn't have to be male. It doesn't have to be white. It doesn't have to be black. It doesn't have to be yellow. It doesn't have to be red. It doesn't have to be Muslim or Jew or Christian or Hindu or anything. The only requirement is your dedication, your soul. If you have a good soul, you have ability, you know, that's going to happen.
You know, sometimes when you say 10% for the elder, a lot of people think that that's the 10% tithe that you're talking, that whole thing goes to the elder. But he's talking about 10% of the tithe.
No, okay, 10% yeah.
10% of all that comes
budget.
In, not the whole 10% tithe goes to the elder. You understand that?
Yeah, it's 10% of the 7%.
Oh, right. Okay. You see,
not the whole thing. No. 10% of the 7%. The rest goes for the other part of the administrative body. Okay.
Right now, that would give you about
$10.
Thank you. If you're lucky. I'm going to raise that to 20.
That's a lot of money. What am I going to do with it? Okay. The final point. We might go a little over. Is it okay? Yeah. Let's finish it today. Okay. The final point is subjective. It's three final points I'm going to mention is the subjective approach with the objective adjustment. Okay. Everything we study here in this week together is our goal to reach. Okay. That is where we are going. At least we know where we are going. Okay. A lot of people, they don't know where we are going. They are going. At least we know where we are going. Okay. But we are not there yet. We are here and now. And we have to adjust ourselves with where we are and whatever is available. So that is called subjective approach. That's our subject together with the objective adjustment. So we have always remember this word, that adjust ourselves with the situation. Even sometimes the situation is good. For instance, in this now, we are not against any system. You know, actually, we encourage this system to be there. Okay. We don't want the existing system to go away today, because we want their support, we want their police force to, you know, make everything secure and good. We want their manage the world as they are. Okay, so we are not against any system at all. We are just creating a system that eventually everybody sees wonderful. It works fine. It's based on God. It's based on communities of light, it is working, people are receiving everything they want, they're just, the resources are coming up. You know, who knows, maybe in our research and development we come up with a great, you know, scientific thing that we can use and increase even the standard of living of human. Because we are scratching the surface in the, what is the most important on earth right now? It's energy, isn't it? If the whole economic base on energy, why United States is in Saudi Arabia? You know, the energy is there. You know, if the energy goes, the whole thing falls apart. But what is energy? Energy is infinitely available on the universe. If we can tap in that infinite resource, just imagine what the standard of living is going to be. We don't have to worry about just some oil somewhere in other country or somewhere on the earth. We can just tap into this energy is available everywhere if we can know that. So one of the point is the subject of Rohit Gopi's challenges. So we remember Vidyasara we're going, but we adjust also to the situation. Another thing is the progressive nature of the universe. The universe is progressing towards a perfection. It's something that the whole universe is marching to. So if in future somehow this system can be improved, somebody came up with something that it can improve the system, it evolves to better system, we shouldn't fight with it. We should accept it, study it. If it's a better system, we go with it. If it's not, we don't. So we have to know that, you know, even this system can be improved and come in a greater degree better. And another thing is the exception to the rule. Okay? There's always an exception to the rule. So we shouldn't become rigid in our life. That is the way it is and that's the way it should be. There's always some exception that we have to accept to, you know, work with. You know, even if you look at the normal distribution in the, you know, statistic, you will see always there is two exceptions to the very end. They are not normal. Actually, there's positive exception in the universe are the ones that affect the universe most. Okay? Because they don't, they're not normal, they're abnormal. But they're good abnormal. Just like a genius. A genius is a person, he's abnormal. You know, he's not a normal person. So that's why they can create greater things. Okay, now we come to the question of how, not this all good, but how we're going to implement this. How we're going to make it to come about. We are the facilitating body. We are trying to create the facilitating body. What is facilitating means? The people who are going to facilitate. Okay. We are in the world, but not of it. We are not the hierarchy. Okay. I am not the eldest, in a sense that eventually we're going to emerge. The eldest is eventually going to emerge from earth, from people. And everything is going to work according to what we talked about. But we are the facilitating, we are the people that are going to facilitate this process. Okay, how? We are going to create the elders for time being. We're going to create the head of the elders. We're going to have the elder body. Okay. We're going to have, you know, divide the earth into 12 regions. We're going to have 12 people in each region. We don't have the vote of the people. We don't have the six yet. Okay. That's going to come later on. We're going to have each region represented with one person, and every sub-region represented with the people who are going to be connected with us. Every state, every county, every district, and eventually reach to the community. Okay. Now, the task is to create communities. This first body, as we said, called facilitating body. What are we trying to facilitate? To facilitate, to create the communities of light. Okay. We are not the body. We are not been chosen. We are not been selected. We are not been merged from the communities of light. So really, we are not the hierarchy. to manage the whole thing. We are only facilitating to manifest the communities of light. Of course, this doesn't have to happen separately. We don't have to wait here and say, no, we don't have the 12 people in the region, we don't have the region, we don't have the 12 region, so we have to stop, you know, creating communities at all. No. Even when this path is not created yet, still we are facilitating to create the communities of light. So, really, this facilitating body and the community of light is going to be created spontaneously. As the more people create community light, we have more people, the more people and dedicated and responsible people we have, the more of these bodies are going to be filled in. Okay? And eventually we're going to have, you know, a world body that is going to facilitate the regions. The regions are going to facilitate the state. The state is going to facilitate the countries, countries are going to facilitate district is going to have the communities of light. Now, from these 12 communities of light, eventually one person is going to come as the leader of the community and the second level of the community and the community leader. Okay. For instance, there is a facilitator here in the first level of the 12 people. One person in one area gathers 12 couples. He or she become a facilitator to create the community, the best of community. That 12 people expand to 24, become two base, 24 become, you know, 48, eventually become the first level, second level, a community is formed, we have a community, and that person probably is going to become the community leader. Now, from the base, people are going to emerge and replace that community leader. That community leader might be chosen as the elder. No. That person who started the community might choose him as the elder to that community. So community has elder, community has a hierarchy, community is functioning. Okay? But of course, community doesn't have any district representative. There might be a person from the mission which represents the district there for a while. When the community expands and one leader become emerge from the community as the district leader, that person from the mission probably can be sent somewhere else, or he or she can become a district elder, an advisor to the person who came up from the community, and so on and so forth, until we have the elder body formed and the elders are going to be also merged from the bottom to the top of the hierarchy. And when this happens, our work is done. We can just sit back and probably work with the system and make it work, and as is it work more and more, and the people in it know how to do it, you know, probably we leave our body and let them do their work.
But if you know how you grow and grow and you transitions that you control of a community, county, or even the state, you know, what would you do to make the present system in sync with what you want?
I don't, again, can
you
understand?
Know,
can
to
merge with the present,
you would have to
Okay. Okay, you see, the present system is no longer really working. Okay, we are patching it up. Okay, it's just like it's an old, rusted barrel, okay, which what we're really doing, we're trying to patch this one, there's another hole here, we patch this one, there's another hole there. It's just not going to work, okay? And also, as we said, the prophecies are coming up, you know, and it's getting fulfilled. And humanity is more and more sees this system is not going to work. You know, we had two world wars, World War One and World War Second. The third one is coming up. If the World War One and Second was so destructive, just imagine how the third one is going to be. If we didn't have the capability to wipe each other up, you know, from the planet Earth, you know, just imagine even we couldn't even imagine last year that Germany is going to be united. Everyone would laugh if you said Germany is going to be united this year.
Yeah.
It happened. Okay.
History teacher, some history teacher said that books printed in 1988. is already out of date because of the changes in the last 2 years.
Even the maps, you know, now it's updated. The map that you have 1 year ago is no longer is the same as the map that we have now. So it's everything has also, remember, everything has been accelerated. Okay, everything is an accelerating process. Okay, so we no longer are 50 years ago that, or 100 years ago. 100 years ago, things would happen very slowly. Okay, 50 years ago, started little get accelerated. 45 years ago, just suddenly started. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so it's really accelerated. You know, so everything is going to be much faster than we think. So that there is an urgency there, you know, that we create the system. We have a viable system for humanity that when they are ready, we say, hey, look, we have a good system, it's working, it's fine, we have wonderful people, you know, in it, that's how it works, that's how it's done, you know, and if I don't believe they're going to have any other choice.
But the economy's in opposition.
It doesn't matter. You don't spend your time to be worried about the opposition. You just go where you want to go. And the opposition is going to fall apart. You know, because who can oppose God? Your concentrate is the spirit, is God. If somebody opposes you, it is their problem. It's not your problem.
And how can I oppose you with a system that doesn't work?
Pardon me?
How can I oppose you with a system that doesn't work?
Exactly. That's a good point. They're going to be so worried about getting this system work. They don't have time. You know, we are going to be a spirit wildfire into the system. The more people are going to realize that they can make it by themselves. They need a community. They need someone. They need help one another. Okay. Just imagine, 20 years ago, you know, probably mostly husband work and wife stayed home and everything. Now husband and wife work together, but the standard of living is not increasing as much.
Some will argue going down.
Pardon me?
Some even going down,
exactly. So many homeless are in the United States now. That is about 10 years ago. Probably it's doubled. So where did it go? You know, they need community, they need support. It goes for all. It's a bad news, I'm sorry, but I don't want to be a bearer of the bad news, but that's the reality. That is what God said He's going to do. And that's what He wants. He's working in a collective body, we are working with the individual. You know? What the system we are representing is not just an idea, my idea. I sat there and I said, okay, better put this here and better there. Okay. You can just see, it's not a human mind. It's made with an incredible mind behind it. Okay. And if God is behind it, God is going to force us to it. I'm not going to force it. You know, I'm God's representing the thing, and I'm trying to facilitate the system to manifest itself. I'm just a facilitator myself. Okay. I'm here to facilitate.
Okay. But I see the point where, you know, in the transition area, in some community or county or state might be first to support your idea, and how would you use that as an example for everybody else?
Well, as I said, future, it belongs to God. I'm not going to predict what the future is going to bring, okay? But I can see if we create such a body and it works, and there is no other system work, we can easily filter it into the present system and eventually convert it to whatever system we want. If the people look and see more and more, hey, this system makes sense, this system works, the people, they don't have to resist it. You know, why the system of United States are accepted with the whole country? Because they looked at it and said, yeah, that is what we want. That was that time the people were ready for that system. You know, there was opposition, of course. We know the civil war between North and West, South.
North and South.
North and South. You know. There was opposition. They didn't want that system. That system was too much for the South. You know. They want to get their slaves. You know. But North says, no, all men are equal. So So that was just the problem was coming. But eventually that will win.
When people that are going to be coming into this, it's more of a soul calling. It's more of people who are doing it because of something else within them. They're not listening to the world. They're listening to something within them. Not all the people, just because the government is going to topple or things are going to
fall apart.
Get messy out there and fall apart. They're not all going to run into the communities of light. People, because their consciousness, isn't this for people who have been at maybe in meditation for a few years, who have reached a point of, they've gone past just a peaceful state. Now they want to bring God's will. They would be drawn into mission of Maitreya to begin this, but the masses are not all going to run, oh, let's run a mission of Maitreya, it just looks good, because if people don't listen, that takes a really bad thing for people to, it would take something very bad to make people just go out there and fall on the ground and start praying to God. Then maybe
that is what
they
Muhammad
might listen
said.
To one of the messengers who go out there and say, hey, this is a mess, we're trying to tell you, and through us publicly getting out and putting the word out, then something may happen, but they're not going to all just run.
Oh, no, no, that is not the idea at all. We are looking for the people that have been called for it. If you know, that's what I say. If you are not called for it, you know, if you have any other option besides doing this, and you think, oh, well, I'll just go there, look at it and see. If it's okay now, that is safe. If it's not okay, I'll just go away. Then you have option. That's fine, you know. But if you're called for it, you will sit, you look at it, you say, yeah, that makes sense. That's wonderful. That's what I want. That's my life is going to be done. If I'm dedicated to it, I'm going to go for it.
So this system will be going on within the system until it keeps drawing, until this other system gets smaller and smaller, and then...
Yeah, that's one way to put
this
it.
This system gets larger and larger, more will be drawn in.
Yeah, also there is a law, it's called critical point. Okay, and that is, if you have, for instance, if you have a heavy plastic under the water, okay, under a pool, if you start putting bubbles under it, a little bit, it wouldn't come up. One bubble, two bubbles, three bubbles. There is a point, if you put one more bubble, the whole thing comes up. Okay? That is where the critical point also comes to in our body. We're going to do our work, do other things. Okay? It's not going to happen, 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 it's not going to happen. But the last bubble is going to sit like this water. So we have all the forces behind us, and you know, we're going to work it, you know, the best way that we can. And if there is no other question,
yeah,
that's
about
it. A bubble question.
You can put some water on the pan, right? An electric cuisinière, like that.
Stove.
You have different degrees, you know. Mm-hmm. You want to bubble rapidly, you do that. And you have you do that rapidly. You could put that slow. You have bubble, but it's going to take long.
Actually, the stove has been turned around all the way right now.
The
spirit is turned the whole thing out. Can you see? You wake up the next day, the world is different from the day before. You know? That's right. It just happens.
You should speed it up to
exactly.
You can feel it.
That's right. Well, God said He's going to do it. Okay? And He will do it. And we see, you know, he is fulfilling His prophecies, and, you know, we just accept His words and don't question too much about what's going to future bring. You know, of course, we are going to plan and do our best, but we adjust ourselves in every moment. That is, you have to be very, very flexible in this mission. You have to adjust yourself every moment, in every situation, in every place that you are. Otherwise, you're going to get upset. Oh, why is not happening the way I want it? It's not happening the way I want it. So you have to be very, you learn about this mission, that you have to be very flexible, you know, about it. Okay. Any other question? Let's have a moment of meditation together again. And we thank you, Father, for this opportunity that gave us to be together and study this plan. May we all be sincere about our commitments and be always in the spirit with God. And be guided to the highest truth in the universe.